Doesn't it make you feel funny down your spine? Water funny down your spine?
Therefore, it doesn't really remove the hairs effectively. Therefore, she doesn't pass. So there is some judgment and skill involved, but I think her judgment is impaired by the fact she feels nervous and is anxious not to overdo it and burn the client, because that's another way you'd fail again.
Yes, and have somebody sue you if it was
Well,
bad enough.
I suppose if it was bad enough, but then he wouldn't be letting you bid on clients if you were that poor at it, because they do, you build you up very slowly.
Well.
And over 2 years she's been doing this.
Can't they help her on the investment side? Because
Well, hopefully. She's
they
got
give
another
her a bit
class
of margin.
on Monday. She likes her tutor, who's a young girl, the one with Susan.
Well, I'd be happy to give you the name of the particular ones, but I don't know whether it applies to these as well, but homeopathic medicines, they usually want to know the color of your eyes and that sort of thing. You know,
Really? No, I've bought odd things in the past and never actually been asked anything specific. Just
I'll
take
ask June. It may not apply to everything, but I know in the past when she's given me various things to try for various aches and pains, she's got a book at home and it'll say particular
Well, Liz said if I went into a homeopathic, a decent homeopathic shop, they'd prescribe for
They would
me, they'd
tell
tell
you.
me what to
Yeah.
take.
But she uses homeopathic treatments on her dog. Real crisis at the moment. She went to the College of Veterinary Surgeons Wednesday with her latest dog because she's not jumping. You know, she just got this latest fifth dog.
How big's her tutor dog?
Well, she's had it some time now, but the whole purpose was to so that she could train this one, because the first one now is too old, the second one has hip displacement and can't. And the second one was a sort of strain and never wanted to anyway. The third one has hip displacement. The fourth one is Paul's, and June wanted one
June herself.
to train. And she's had hip displacement
Again?
either. Yes. So she has five dogs she can't train.
Good God.
And I should think she's on the tablet by today, because that will be a bit
What
of
a
a
bitter
strain.
I hope it means she doesn't buy any more dogs, Eleanor, but
I don't know.
I fear the opposite.
Well, the one thing she can't do now is breed from her, so she has to have spayed. I didn't know she planned to breed from her, but she must be spayed now. But it means she has five dogs to look after and
Has she not passed dogs on, or they're more like children than dogs to
Oh, yes. Yes, more like children than children to her, actually. The only thing that occurred to me, I just wondered if she knew somebody who had a dearly loved dog that didn't want to train it, but you know, she could perhaps just take along for the joy of running it and training it. But I think part of the pleasure is the reflected glory, you know, it's my dog
Well, it's
that's
your
done
my
well.
dog, yes, that's
So
right.
I don't suppose
Our
that then makes
department head at school has a beautiful collie, and they felt he was bored at home because they're out quite a lot, and although he's well trained and they exercise him, they felt he was bored, so they took him to training classes. And Tricia said he's an absolute natural. He goes up through the hoops, along the narrow. She said the first day, when all the others were standing there shaking at the narrow bar, he was just over it and down. And she said you've never seen him so
I mean, they
high
do
pitched.
seem to thoroughly enjoy it, all of them do, but
They're not showing theirs or using it for any other purpose, just for the dog's benefit.
Yes, for enjoyment. I mean,
Keep them
June's
alert.
she doesn't show them as such. It's all agility and obedience and so on. And the dogs do, they wouldn't do it otherwise,
All right, let's get on.
Good
Morning.
afternoon. Good morning, I mean, Chris. Gosh, that's enthusiasm for a 50-ton order. Phone call from Singapore. Do you want to keep that list of the jet
Yes,
bays?
correct.
As a reference, I've got a similar thing in small format here.
I was just trying to remember whether they did Jones do at the Waldorf last year, the Sense. But I've got a feeling they didn't. Because it was, no, they didn't, because they were perfectly acceptable. I'm surprised, in a way, so many people have commented adversely on them. Because they don't make a bad noise.
I think it's people who don't like transgenders, Linda. I think that's all you can say.
Oh, well. There should be another order from Bestwell ready today.
Oh.
One.
Are you going to ring Bill? Yes.
The other thing I'm wondering whether I should do, the Petrolene order, which in fact flew on its first leg to Rome yesterday.
Yes.
It's only worth about £100. We haven't insured it at all yet, which isn't a problem. I'll arrange that anyway. But it did occur to me that contingency might not be the best thing, because if for any reason the buyer says that they didn't receive it or whatever, they're not going to pay. We don't have secure terms at all.
I think we've got to accept, Linda, that on that business we do not have secure terms, period.
Right, but should we insure it fully?
Not fully, for contingency.
Contingency, I thought, was just sort of between here and the airport.
Oh, no.
Until it left the country.
No, no, no. That is what it is for. That is what it is. Contingency is if the buyer having said he will cover the insurance doesn't get his money and doesn't pay us.
Right.
We can claim.
So, but if it was lost, we could still claim. We could claim. He couldn't, but we could.
Yes. Fine. Yes. Okay. Yes. We would probably have to prove that we had not been paid for the consignment.
Interesting.
Interesting possibility. But it's not covering from factory to airport or anything of that sort. It is definitely covering
us for the risk.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we can only take it on their word when they say we shall insure. I mean, we should be doing it for ours, shouldn't we?
I do it for
right. Okay. But it doesn't matter very much one way or the other, does it?
What to them or to work? It's cheaper.
It's cheaper to us. The trouble with it is, of course, we never actually add it in, do we?
Yes, I do watch the cost. I do.
Do you? Okay. You bung it across to the customer?
Ah. I do if it's a CIF contract.
But if it's a CIF contract, you're not contingency.
No, if it's contingency, no, I don't.
No.
But it's usually a very
small sum. It's usually a small sum, yes. Great.
I do add it into the costings when I do the analysis. I thought that's it.
Yes.
We often don't know, do we?
No, that's true. That's great, true. Now, Richard rang me at 5 o'clock yesterday.
It's an old-fashioned half an hour.
Yes, he did say that he'd tried to ring before I got back from lunch, but I'm not 100% certain. But it was 2:20 when I got back from lunch. I saw John at lunchtime, and I mentioned it to him, because he said, it hadn't even occurred to me till then, because he said, I'm concentrating on the surveying side. I thought, ha-ha, to you, my friend. Would you like Richard's work telephone number? No, I didn't, I'm afraid. No, I didn't. I didn't ask him. But he said, and I said, I gather you're seeing Linda the weekend. If you can find anything, perhaps you can pass it over. And John said, oh, it'll give me something to do. It is a bit desperate, isn't it? It sounds. No, the Lewisham got themselves in a ludicrous state over people. Being pushed sideways into jobs that don't matter and being paid full price. I don't want to keep his number. Being paid their full salary. You know, we don't want you anymore, so go and go and twiddle your thumbs in this corner, but they're still paying them 20,000 a year. Absolute farce. Absolute farce.
Because I thought John had been put into a job that he was actually looking forward to and getting his teeth into.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But he's up against the fact that nobody wants to know what he's doing. Quality control, I mean, client satisfaction, things of that sort. I'm not quite sure what he's into. But being a local authority, they're saying, oh, come on, why make the effort?
I mean, sadly, that really was, in a sense, what making local authorities answerable was supposed to stamp out.
Yes, and of course, local government is the most wonderful procrastinator in the world, isn't it?
Yes, but if they truly were answerable for their own budgets.
Oh, sure.
Which they're still not.
No, that's right.
They never will be now.
That's absolutely right.
That's going to go on.
That's right. And that's going to be.
Does it benefit? It doesn't benefit. I'm quite convinced that 99% of people do not actually enjoy sitting doing nothing. They like to feel useful.
Oh, absolutely.
So who does that benefit, apart from the fact they're getting a salary at the
Nobody.
End of the day?
Nobody. Nobody. But when initially presented to you, here's 20,000 a year for doing nothing, my friend, it has an element of appeal, doesn't
well, clearly
it?
Clearly, you'd rather be doing that than doing
getting nothing for doing
getting
nothing.
Getting nothing for doing nothing, yeah. But why can't they get their act together and...
Yes. Yes, I know.
I suppose, at the end of the day, yes, you're right. People would rather sit pushing papers around pretending to be busy, but drawing a salary than being made redundant, which is what ought to be happening.
Yes.
But they could they surely must be able to do it through natural wastage to some extent.
I would have thought.
And all the time they maintain jobs...
This guy's business, incidentally, they're now saying 400 jobs will go, but less than 100 will be made redundant. The other 300 will go through natural wastage.
Mm. They said 600.
They said 600 originally, apparently, but then now they're talking 400. There were some rather naff comments by the union people. Cosy. God, what a bloody shower. On television last night, sort of waffling about nothing and complaining they hadn't been told. They were
I honestly don't know what the answer is to the National Health Service. It's going to take years and years and years. But it probably will always be.
I think the guy's situation is a very interesting experiment. It's a shame it's going on under a microscope, spotlight or whatever, but a spotlight, I mean, don't turn on a microscope. But even so, it's interesting. And guys needs it, for goodness sake. Guys definitely needs it.
If you look at all the nationalised industries that have been privatised, they're all making some fucking great profits now. I wouldn't say, like the gas board, like BT. And I wouldn't say that we're being fleeced. I mean, I think we've always been fleeced up to a certain point, but they were always making a loss in the past. So in spite of what
their accounting was cockeyed in commercial terms, Linda. It really was different accounting, which is hardly comparable. And I see nothing wrong with making decent profits, so long as you're not actually ripping people off as a monopoly.
Yes, I think it's a bit dubious what they do with the profits after.
Well, oh, that's a different matter. That is surely
a different matter. Something like British Gas, to make the enormous profit that they've made, surely it must be possible to reduce the price to the consumer.
One would have thought so, yes.
And they can give you all sorts of reasons why they're
not the best. I must say, I haven't read or heard anything about the British Gas thing.
Billions.
Oh, yes, I knew they made a lot of money, yeah. But why and what they're going to do, I don't know.
Justify why they're not going to reduce the price.
But in the South West Water Authority, or whatever they're called, also made a big profit, didn't they? But the guy said, well, 90% of this has got to be spent on a small proportion of the works which we are required to do over the next decade.
Well, that's fine. But, you know, if British Gas pour the money back into making themselves more efficient or whatever else it is, that's fine.
Yes. Yes, it's when you see British Telecom repainting all their vans with their silly new logo that you get a bit twitchy, don't you?
I think the health service authority is like a thing on the radio this morning about the length of waiting lists for operations and Rory about the fact that we've got to ring up and find where the shortest list is and that sort of nonsense. Which is a sensible thing to do in a way. And lots of people say, well, I don't mind waiting. Or whatever.
Norman on his wall has a list of theoretical waitings for the different specialists at Orpington Hospital, and presumably he's got one beside it for Queen Mary's as well, so he can actually look at it and say, oh, well, Queen Mary's is the place for you to go, my friend.
And
some people might say, oh, I don't want to go there, I'd rather wait.
That's
for
right,
Barbara.
Absolutely.
You know, it's going to work
so
out.
It's happening already,
yeah,
to some degree.
But I don't think they're ever going to get on top of the waiting list because they're introducing so many new operations.
That's right.
So,
yes.
And there are people,
yes,
living longer and needing them.
It's
always going to be.
You have got to have a waiting list to use the facilities reasonably fully.
Yes, otherwise you're going to have it
That's right.
sort of standing there going,
That's right.
How is that hip?
Yeah.
Shall we do it now? Right, I'll ring the bell.
There's your jazz band leader.
Jeffrey. Is that really?
That's his full-time job.
Why does it
look on the back?
And he listens.
He admits that it's a questionable area on the fringe. He's a bit of an oddball himself, though,
yes,
you know. And I think it was his wife there last night too. And she's a curious lady. I think it was his wife anyway, she went around with a pot at the end.
That's such an anomaly. He's effectively a surveyor.
Yes, he's a building surveyor.
Building surveyors don't wear clothes like that and play jazz bands.
Dressed all in black, dear.
Just gobsmacked, I think.
Yes. Incredible, isn't it? Brave fellow, I'd say.
Yes, I love the humour of the name, though.
Yes, it fits in rather well, doesn't it?
It's like the little terrace house called Bedlam at the end of the street. That's right, something. It's very tempting to steal the sign at one point.
Talking of which, there's a house down Lower Camden which has the Chislehurst station sign.
Great big thing.
Stuck in their driveway. It's been there for ages and ages and ages.
Not a very clever thief, really.
No, I wouldn't have thought so either. Enormous great thing.
Soon they came upon it.
By the way,
I've heard it on Capital Radio. Now, how does it actually work?
You just say, please may I have my Argos card? And you take the card back next time and you put it in a machine and add more points to it.
And
record it electronically.
Where do you know? How do you know how many points you've got?
You don't. The machine will no doubt tell you, but for every £50 of petrol, you get £1 for Argos.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, considering I put £30 in to fill the tank yesterday,
yeah,
you get there quite quickly.
Mine takes £18 out of time. Yeah. And it's 11. And stamps and terms are such a nuisance.
And that you can just shove in your purse and.
So. They put this through the machine.
They just put it in the machine and tap in the price.
They put this through their machine.
That's right, and read it off.
Right.
Yes.
So anyone can use it.
And it's a long-term promotion. It's going through to the end of next year or almost next year.
Is it just?
Yes. So you have a chance to actually build up something worthwhile.
I think that's the first sensible thing they've done. 500 premier points worth a pound off, so they give you, presumably, 10 points, do they, for every pound's worth?
Well, my £30.70 gave me 63 pence or something. So what did I say, 50?
So £50.
£50 with the petrol gives you £1 off.
£5 off.
Done.
So presumably you have to do it.
Do what?
Well, it says you can collect up to 2,500 premier points on your collecting card.
Then you get another card.
Then you get another card.
They've got stacks of cards there.
I think that's a jolly good idea.
Yes, I think it's fair.
And what I really need is another card for my purse. I was insane because yesterday, they launched a credit card, you can pay by cheque. And, I've got
National Trust, I see there. That which you never use.
Peugeot warranty.
Oh, fancy putting that on a plastic card.
Well, that's, no, it's a breakdown service. So
oh, is it?
Mm. My library ticket.
Oh.
Picture of Kate. Two Jeffrey Wheatley tickets for the 13th of June. And Strigger stamps worth 15 cents each, which I might get. Johnny is expensive, I can't live without. But these are my credit cards.
Oh my God.
So what I really need is another credit card. And yesterday, I can never find my Visa card quickly. And I found my MasterCard first.
Yes.
And went to put it back, and I thought, oh, it doesn't matter, does it? I just want a credit card. Gave it to the girl, and she went, oh, what's the credit limit on this? And I said, I haven't a clue, I've never used it. She said, well, I've got to write down the credit limit.
Sorry.
I said, it's £50.
Oh, and what's the credit limit on your Barclay card? Well, yeah, what do you mean by credit limit? Do you mean as a cheque backing card?
What is your credit limit on this? And I haven't. I don't.
Were you paying by cheque?
Yes.
Well, it's not a cheque guarantee card, anyway. That's not a cheque guarantee card.
But neither is Barclay card.
It is with Barclays, but I mean, there's got to be a standard figure for the Barclay card. Anybody else's, my bank card has a figure on it. It actually has 50 quid on it or something of that sort. I was rather irritated yesterday because I had a phone call from McBride. Have the P11s. And I thought, oh, well, that's fair enough. And so I've dug them out and sent them to him. And after I'd stamped and sealed the envelopes, he rang back and he said, I haven't got the copy VAT certs either. And I was not pleased at that. I mean, it wouldn't have occurred to me to send the P11s.
Actually, and that's not true either, because I sent the P11s to Stephen Matthews for his approval before we sent them off.
And he sent them back again?
I don't remember who sent them back. I didn't send him the originals, I sent him copies.
Oh, right.
I doubt
him. Right. Oh, well, I've sent the ones from the drawer off and said, I want them back.
Oh, right.
And he said, fine.
We haven't got copies of them.
No, if there's a query in the next fortnight, we know where they are, don't we? But I was annoyed, and I thought, well, that's fair enough, because I wasn't aware that those particular documents were required by the accountants to sort things out.
But why were they required?
I don't know, I didn't ask him that, but he said he required them. But I know that the copy VAT certs, VAT payment returns, that's what they're called, aren't they, are required, and Sylvia hadn't sent them.
Oh.
Down to our silver, that is.
So where were they?
Well, they're here in the drawer where they're kept. There's a VAT file in there, and that's where they get put. Bit silly, isn't it? This is an unhelpful thingy because it's winding that way, yet it looks as if it's winding that way, doesn't it?
What, onto the spool?
It looks
here?
As if it's reeling onto that spool.
Yes. But it's reeling onto
it's
that
not,
one.
It's reeling through there.
Hmm.
Very confusing. And the fact so they've stuck that label on there doesn't help very much either.
So when it's full, you have to navigate it, does it?
Yes.
Just click, or does it?
I don't know. I thought it was actually reversed on the first side.
And do the other side?
Yes, and I thought it's mucking it up, so I just swapped it over the way it was. We shall see. We shall see.
Well, it tells you quite a lot, but it doesn't actually mention that bit.
I have got doodles of instructions here. It appears that on that walk, the pilgrimage walk, the BBC Songs of Praise television team were involved on all 4 days. They were at the start, they were at the finish, and both days in between. Alan Titchmarsh was doing the interview. And you might just see me in the background of one of the shots. I believe it's a special song of praise in the summer to do with pilgrimages. But Peter was saying what a good do it was, how it had all gone well.
How much did they make?
He doesn't know. He said we'd certainly broken even, but beyond that he's a long way. Well, I hope so too, but it wasn't the whole object of the exercise. Publicity for homelessness was part of the business. I know one lad said he'd only got £2 of sponsorship. I thought, well, you've done, looking at you, chum, you've done around the world to get £2. there were some fairly basic types on that walk. You know, you could well understand that they were homeless.
Yeah.
Hi, Susan, how are you?
Hello, Chris. Fine, thank you.
Good. Geared up for the hole?
Looks like you've got your speaker on.
I have.
Can't play it today.
Yes. Yes. Are you ready to go? Next week? Next Friday, you're good.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
It's a week away. She could be ready.
I've been washing at the moment.
I'm going to wear it all again before Friday.
I know. I'm going to hide it away though now. Yes. Can I borrow your photocopier, please?
With great pleasure. Yes. How many would you like?
Just one off that, please.
Right. Pleasure. Yeah, we've still got a few marks on here, haven't we, Linda?
Yeah.
Not many, but there are a few. The trouble is that this is a spotty original, too. There you are, Susan.
Thank you. Don't worry too much, it's only you.
Yes, it's, these spots are on your original.
Yes, that's okay, because that's a copy.
But we've added a few, you see, and we're concerned about the spot.
It's only, it's a very rough thing.
It's what you need anyway, isn't it? Was clear.
Yes, someone's doing a fan light. I'm just wondering what she sent to the guy who asked, because the covers the P11D here.
I sent him the originals. P11s, not P11Ds. Oh, your records. Your double fold two-tone blue and white thingies, cards.
Deductions working sheets, those things.
Is that what they're called, yes. Are they called P11s?
Yeah, they are. I never knew that.
Well, they're a full record of all the
deductions and so on and so forth, aren't they? Maybe there's no other full record. But I don't know. He didn't say it.
Well, I wasn't going to argue with him on it.
I thought it was P11Ds we were talking about.
No, no.
Well, in that case, no, they haven't had those.
Yeah.
They've never, ever had those. They have never.
They seem to come up with something new every year, Linda.
I mean, I've been doing those for me ever since we've been on for a while.
Yes, quite.
How peculiar. Oh, well.
Yes, they would. They certainly would.
We
haven't
had
amendments to the error LLC. No. We haven't. When they're due next week, coming week's time. Yes, that error business has sort of got overlooked somewhat, overshadowed. Did you speak to Bill Sorrell?
No.
Sorry, you're going where?
The library
room
gets
the
nurse cleaning. Anything else?
No.
I'm going to Elton to get
the
material, I hope.
No, there's nothing else I need, thank you.
Can I bring you anything, Linda?
Thank you,
Sharon. She enjoys a Mars bar, usually. And you could just sort of tuck it in here under her waistband. Save her swallowing it.
Within 50 years, false teeth will be a thing of the past. Nobody will need to wear them anymore.
We probably won't need teeth, we'll all be eating gruel.
Such wonderful things to people's teeth, and people's teeth today are so much better than in the past.
Interesting.
And thought, blow, it's too late for me.
Oh, shame.
You haven't got any false teeth?
Pardon?
You haven't got any false teeth?
Not yet, no. But I might within the next 50 years if I live any of them.
Well, we'll feed you on gruel, dear, don't worry.
You might be needing your own,
you never know. A drip. What flavour gruel would you like?
I think I'll mind. Strawberry.
No, I prefer original. Salt and vinegar. Yes, all right, whiskey flavour, salt and vinegar lumps. Oh, that green looks really gorgeous with your colourful tracksuit, dear.
Well, what can I wear with it?
Yes.
Red and green?
Yes.
I don't have a purple jacket.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. Bye. How come Graham's playing golf again today, anyway? Oh, it's business. Amazing. Amazing. He's out officially currying favour.
Good.
Of course they are. Yes, I mean, it's really quite fascinating, that, isn't it? They are making the bank a lot of money. Best of them are going to discipline the face.
Good stuff.
I know that Graham's going to be out all day and most of the evening as well, playing golf.
Yes. Yes. And they're eating at Hemling Golf Club, aren't they?
Yes.
Jolly nice, too.
He's playing with his bank manager and third member of the party is the guy who is the gold silversmith who makes ceremonial road.
Oh, who Graham's met before and has enjoyed.
Met before several times, I think.
Uh-huh.
Hello. I'd be grateful if you would, please. Linda Hulbert, Hulbert. And the phone, Redry. Do you want the phone number? You should. Okay.
Yes, well, you'd be cramming your style, wouldn't you? Yes.
And he had a partner, an equal partner, who I don't know if Graham had met him, I think he had,
mm-hmm.
who was out playing golf fairly recently and just dropped dead, 48. Just killed over and died, so I'm amazed this guy's.
I hope it wasn't on the green.
So do I.
Dent the turf.
Oh,
gosh. He didn't bleed or anything like that.
I think it was quite a clean corpse, from what I gather. I would have thought it would have put his partner off of playing golf for fun.
Yes, you'd have thought so, wouldn't you? Still, I mean, many men would say, what a way to go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I think a far better way to go than that. But who knows, I might even get a chance to try one of these days.
Just
keep
doing humiliated.
Well, at least I insist they bury me with bells on my ankles then.
Now, Bill's heard my name. He's obviously hiding. He thinks I'm going to criticise his lovely letter.
Now, you did bring a very good point there, Linda, which was that. What was it?
Extensions to the old seeds for Errol Flair.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't even remember what Bushy said last. Try and see if I can find. That's the last one.
I would have thought that heat would have been down to slightly more. less
proportions.
Grunty proportions, yes.
It's got
too many orders, Linda. Incidentally, did you not say that Graham's bank manager had said to him some months ago that they were the only healthy company on his books?
Yeah. Sorry. Well, oh, you mean it's gone downhill?
He's now got no healthy companies on his books.
They made a profit of 86. They have made a profit of 86,000 to date from January. So things aren't that bad.
No, they're not, are they?
No, they're not.
I do wish Graham was allowed to get that company by the scruff of its neck. Properly. I.e. sacked Bernard.
Benjamin. Leslie, who is now 17 stone or something, is expecting the twins any day. And he's still determined to come back to work. And Graham's saying, you know, I've got plans for Leslie. I'd like to do this and that. And I said, please, for everybody's sake, don't make plans for Leslie. She is going to drive you crazy. Even if she comes back to work. Even if she's got her twins sorted out. One, they're going to keep her awake all night for years. Mm. She's crabby at the best of times. Secondly, her help is not going to be there 100% of the time. She's going to ring you constantly saying, I can't come in today. Mrs. So-and-so is not able to do this or that. You know, with one baby, it's bad enough. But with two,
yes.
And to give Leslie a new job of responsibility is going to drive Graham crazy. Nobody's fault, it's just, unless I'm very wrong.
Did he accept what you said?
Well, yes, to a point. Mm. Without the twins, I think she would have been good for any new job because she is a total company lady.
Certainly committed. I mean, she's not terribly with it in dealing with customers, is she?
She falls out with people a lot. I think she's not bad with customers because she sympathises with customers. She's very cross with the employees, which is what Graham should be doing.
Yes.
But when she has twin babies, she'll be menopausal as well by then. I think she's going for a very rough ride if Leslie does come back.
How old is she?
Pushing 40, I would think. I mean, her hormones are going to be in a right old state after giving birth to twins.
Yes, I think that's, yes. Jingle jangle. Yes, I'm glad I don't have to deal with it.